to Minority Corner
with an Eke
and James,
the Wonder Twins of podcasting.
Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues,
only it's more black, queer,
and ladylike. This week on Minority Corner.
Hey, black girl, I see you. We see each other coast to coast.
Yes. Well, this week, I'm going to be talking about diverse cartoons.
Ooh, okay. Because I do love my cartoons, and I do love my diversity.
Yeah, there are some good ones out there, and I feel like if you have kids or if you just need to be watching something that's delightful and bright and beautiful, yes, I got a list for you.
Yes. Well,
what are you talking about?
You're going to summer school, young lady, and
your only way out
is to pass your summer school Quizlet.
Ooh, I hope I pass.
Ooh, yes, we've got all kinds of things. We've got some science questions. We've got some politics questions.
Okay.
We've got some money questions. We got PETA questions. We got all kinds of questions for you.
Not PETA chips,
the organization. But there might be some pita chips later if you get it right.
Okay. And then I think we're going to be, I'm down. We're going to touch on, I want to touch on a little, I got an update about maternal mortality.
Okay. I would also like to talk about going back to your country and what that means. As a certain leader of our country seems to have said to some congresswomen, is that inappropriate? I don't know. Is that racist?
We'll discuss it.
I mean,
we'll
if the President of the United States says it, then it can't be racist,
Such
right?
Such a dignified job.
And Scarlett Johansson is saying words again. So let's investigate, turn over some stones, and see what Scarlett Johansson is saying again. And maybe a Black Lady Bond. We'll find out.
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Two, three, go. Oops, I already started recording.
Oh, damn, we are coming in hot.
I'm already in.
I know, oh my God, where am I? I'm just like...
2,000 and late. I'm 2,3008. What? You didn't see that coming.
You that know, dated that song, ass song.
That song is so old. I didn't realize that until just now. But that song itself is 2,000 and late.
Yes, and I like how they tried to like make it timeless by saying 3,000. Like, no, yeah, bitch, we know it's 2008 that you're talking about.
Music will just be weird pentatonic sounds, or it'll just be like in our heads.
In 3,000?
And 3,008? It's going to be... My brain can't even comprehend what music's going to
sound
like.
You are wishful thinking that this planet's
like,
still going to be functioning with humans on it in 3,000.
I didn't mean like us, like... There's going to be other creatures, other space creatures, the Zach Lowortz. They'll have their music that they'll be having. I think that there'll still be music, whatever it is that they consider to be music. It just won't be Black Eyed Peas.
It will not. Unless somebody put like Black Eyed Peas on like a time capsule or something.
There is a time capsule that is floating through outer space that has like a bunch of music on it.
Yeah, just watch the documentary on that, Nova.
Me too.
It's called the Golden Record?
Or is it a golden CD?
Yeah, it's a golden record. No CD, because it was in the 70s.
Oh, well, I hope they have a record player that doesn't, like, skip.
Well, if it's, like, an advanced society, they'll figure it out.
Or they just, like, eat it. They're just like, what is this? Who knows who's going to find it? Or just might get hit by a space rock.
Well, it's actually really interesting because it's on the satellite. Well,
yeah.
Is it? I want to say the Endeavor, but I could be wrong. Whoever's listening right now hates us. But it's
We're not the science space rocket podcast, okay?
I know we're not. Down. I know that Nixon was the president at the time, so it was the 70s, and it was one of the only times in like 100 and some odd years that the planets would line up for this thing to go out on this mission to take pictures of the planets that we had never seen before. And that's where we get all the images of our planets because of this thing. I don't want to call it a satellite, but I don't want to call it a ship either. Rocket, I guess. Anyways, the cool part is it has left our solar system.
Oh,
I think in 2015 it left our solar system.
Oh, so it doesn't take that long to get out of the solar system. So, like, let's go. What are we waiting for?
I don't want to be...
Let's go. Pack your bag. you know what? That's going to be some scary pioneer shit. You thought it was crazy for people to get on a boat and be like, I hope the world's not flat, and go out. And then you're just some little pilgrim and just clutching your Bible and just being like, I hope God doesn't let me down. Escaping your quote unquote religious persecution because you were taking that religious thing a little too far. The British were like, y'all need to cut some of this shit out.
You need to chill the fuck out. And they're like, all right, bye.
But y'all doing a little bit too much. They're like, God will protect us in this boat. And I guess you did. For some of you.
Yeah, I mean, they got to the Americas.
And then
they starved, and then the Native Americans had to help them out. And then they stole their land. And now we have white people telling minorities to go back home to where they belong.
Interesting. And you know what? It's not even just some Americans. It's like the quote unquote elected leader of America.
It is the presidente.
I saw that, I think, happened last night, and then this morning it was even more in the news. And this morning it made me really, really sad. It really breaks my heart on so many levels, because he told these freshman congresswomen who are just getting so much scrutiny from everyone from the left and
right. But they're doing bomb ass shit. I love them so much.
And this comes off of the heels of, because Nancy Pelosi, she pulled them all into a room and she was like, y'all need to stop tweeting so much.
And it's called Nancy Pelosi needs to fucking stop being a shill for the Republicans. Sorry, said it.
And that's like the thing that I hope that Nancy Pelosi sees, that this guy, this orange Cittadini, picked up the baton and sided with her on this issue. So I hope that gives her red flag and pause. But here's the thing, too, is that, like, well, you brought this to my attention, too, last week. Which is, I know what he's doing. He's trying to gaslight us.
What do you mean?
He knows that three out of the four of them are born here in the U.S. Not that even matters, because they have a right to serve. He knows that. He's not an idiot.
He's being racist.
He says these things to get us all riled up and crazy.
True.
And frustrated and upset. Yes. And then it also rallies his base, which is like 20-25% of the country,
crazy.
Which gets them really fired up and really excited, which is nasty. So I'm just trying to remind myself that, you know what, I'm being gaslit. This is clickbaity. This hurts, especially because us POCs have heard this go back home before. But
I think that's a smart way to think about it. Like, yeah, we can all be outraged. Honestly, I'm glad that he's being this blatant and out open, because let's face it, with the exception of Obama and I would say maybe Jimmy Carter, maybe Bill Clinton, but I'm not going to hold my breath. Yeah. I would say the majority of our presidents have been racist, more vile, even worse, horrible legislation, racism, but they haven't blatantly said it. Now, he has blatantly said it, which I say, thank you. Now we know who we're dealing with. Well, now
I see who you are.
Exactly. Your supporters cannot hide behind some falsities of you saying fake shit about not being racist or whatever. You are racist, and now you've outed your supporters of being blatantly racist as well. So thank you, Trump. I appreciate
that. Thank you for putting that out there.
Yeah, so let's all listen to your corner from last week and figure out how we can close these concentration camps. And then also keep it moving. Support our congresswomen. Let's elect fucking somebody who's going to not be racist. Oh, the bar is so high.
Oh, yes. Speaking of, it's really exciting. I forget her name, but she's running against No Neck McConnell.
Who is it?
In Kentucky. He ain't got no neck, and I don't care. It's a cheap shot.
I don't care.
He's a cheap ass man.
He deserves a cheap shot because
he's one
evil.
Of the most evilest people on the face of the planet. He's just so. And that's the thing. I don't think Mitch McConnell believes in any of this crazy shit. He loves power.
Yes.
He loves winning in the game of politics and doesn't care.
And I think that he's just racist as fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
It's interesting because. Where was it? Was I watching either Daily Show or Samantha Bee or something? But when Mitch McConnell first started, he wasn't that bad. But
He
like lost an election or wasn't able to get support. So he then just switched it up and became full on crazy racist. And people love that shit. Yeah. Same thing happened with Lindsey Graham. It was back in 2015.
Yes.
Did you see this?
I did see this.
Oh, you watched The View this morning too, didn't you?
I did not, but I know exactly what you're talking about because they were talking about this before where he wasn't as bad. Or he was lambasting Trump.
Yes, in 2015, mm-hmm. he was lambasting Trump, saying that he was a race baiter, he was not what this country needs, he does not have for his party. Then, today, he was on Fox News co-signing everything that crazy President Loco had said about these American citizens who have been elected to serve their country. Lindsey Graham's approval rating since siding with Trump has also gone up, so that's bullshit. But this is their job to challenge the president. They're doing their job to challenge the president or bullshit that they see. This is how politics works in order to bring about whatever's going to be best for our country and moving it forward in equality.
James, it's the Republican Party is doing something that I wish the Democrats would do. Honestly, they are really fucking doubling down and just supporting whoever is a Republican.
Well, they toe the line because sometimes in the Democratic Party, we have the moral high ground or have to be in the moral standpoint. I mean, we are the moral party.
With the exception of Nancy Pelosi. I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's pissing me off.
And it's hard because, you know, it is a generational thing that's happening right here within the Democratic Party.
Right.
And I think it's on both sides. There is a point for the new four congresswomen they can learn definitely from the older congresspeople because there's certain ways that you get shit done within Congress. They're just four votes, like how to get bills passed. You've got to make connections, shake some hands.
Right.
And it's a game that Nancy Pelosi knows very well. On the flip side, Nancy Pelosi needs to understand the broad diversity within the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
And needs to make space for that. I think it's hard because Nancy Pelosi, she's been around for so long and she worked her way up.
Yeah.
And these ladies are coming in hot, ready. So I guess there's a bridge that needs to happen between two, and we've got to come together and learn from each other.
That's fair. I also do feel like the way that Nancy Pelosi has been working, we have Trump now.
Mm-hmm,
and it's
mm-hmm.
like, I think maybe mm-hmm. it's time to entertain new tactics because of look who actually is in office right now.
Totally.
We can't just be pussyfooting around when we have a monster as our president.
Right, yeah. Well, and I think she's just sort of thinking about how it backfired for Republicans when they moved to impeach Clinton in the election.
Yeah.
They ended up losing a bunch of seats in the House and the Senate. I think she's just really trying to play the long game for this.
I guess. I don't know. The whole thing is just so frustrating, you know? Because it's like the Bill Clinton impeachment was for a sexual affair. This is a president
It was because he lied.
Yeah, lied about the affair.
He had lied under oath about what had happened.
But this is a president who's blatantly, openly racist and crazy and not fit to rule.
There is a 400-page Mueller report that is a case for impeachment.
Paris.
There is a long list of illegal ass infractions that this man has had that don't even compare to Bill Clinton. So, but again, I think for Pelosi, she sees how politics works. She understands how the game works and that impeachment sometimes just drains on the public. So I get it on both sides. Like, I want him out. But at the same time, we have elections coming. And when you take that shot of impeachment, you can't miss. There's no room for errors.
At least I would want her to just be more vocal and blatant. Like how, this is racist. Don't say xenophobic. Just say racist.
Mm-hmm.
You want to work with him. Come on.
And where the fuck are the Republican Congress leadership? They're being so silent on this.
Because they're doubling down, supporting no matter what, which is so gross.
To the point where I actually have viewed with Meghan McCain on The View today and works on my friends anymore because she's annoying me.
Good. I'm glad you're on my side with that one.
She was like, it's a sad day for Republicans because there's no excusing the behavior of what's coming out of this man's mouth.
Well, I'm glad that she said that because she's a piece of work, man.
Because it had to deal with her, because her sister is not from this country. her sister's adopted. So anytime anything actually affects her directly or she'll make it about her. Have you seen that YouTube clip?
Oh, yeah. My father.
And then there's another one. I think it was on John Oliver that he did. And she's like, can I just say one more thing?
Yes, I saw that.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
Can I just say something? Can I say, you always say something. You know, I have a bone to pick with somebody else.
Who?
So this a song came on.
Okay.
And I'm going to read these lyrics to you, okay?
Oh, we're making a 180 turn now, apparently.
Yeah. So I've been wanting to read this to you forever, but I always forget. But today I was at the gym. I made a note. I'm like, okay. So the lyrics are, you know we're running shit on the floor. Brazil, Morocco, London to Ibiza, straight to LA, New York,
Vegas to
Africa. I don't like that Africa got lumped. We went
Africa
to different...
is a continent,
thank
not
you.
A country.
We went to the LA, we went to New York, went to Vegas. And then they're just going to go the whole continent, Lopez and Pitbull,
it
that she's doing?
That just shows that there is anti-blackness in non-black POCs.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I guess 2014, 2015, so
still.
We hadn't had Wakanda yet.
No,
but,
it's true.
You know,
right. I feel
you
the only context that you should say Africa would be if you're going Asia, Europe, the Americas, and Africa.
That's it. Those are the only times you need to reference it. Here's the thing. The lyrics could have easily gone, well, this is a little bit better, but it could have gone straight to LA, New York, Vegas, South Africa.
Yeah.
Like, you could have done that.
Or Uganda.
Because, you know,
all you need is an A at the end.
Yep. See? That's what you're going for. Like, she had many other options, like Vegas to Johannesburg. Oh, that doesn't really work.
You sound way more worldly if you straight up, like, pick, like, Congo or Uganda or, like, Mali. Yeah,
as opposed to just, like, wanting to sound like, I don't want to forget the black countries.
Yeah.
Africa! All of it! Like, bitch, it's a continent.
Like,
how are you just going to go to all of Africa after Vegas? Oh, really?
Really?
You just going to do the whole continent, Jennifer? Oh, we got to go to LA, New York, Milan, then we're going to Africa. I think you're lying.
So,
I think you're lying.
Like, where?
I don't think you're going anywhere, Jennifer in the block.
Mm-mm. You go into the party store and buying yourself an inflatable giraffe. That's what you're doing.
But I don't tell anybody. Just take some photos for my Insta for my trip to Africa.
I know. I got an update for you. Can I tell you an update?
Okay.
I'm really excited. Okay, let me pull it up. So, I got a message from a listener who is also a friend that I've known since college. Chrissy, I don't know if you still go by that name, but, you know. She sent me a link that, Serena Williams and Mark Cuban are investing in a startup that is fighting maternal mortality.
What? Oh my God, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, so the co-founder is CEO Melissa Hanna. She's a black lady. She founded it in 2014. It offers an online platform that allows women to track their health and the health of their child after giving birth. So basically, they're just trying to create a base so women of color can have an easy, sustainable way to understand their health during and after pregnancy, which is like when black women of color are the most vulnerable and can die, which I've talked about many, many times before.
Yes. Yeah.
So Serena Williams, she joined in at $3 million. And then also Mark Cuban is an angel investor. I have to, like, Serena Williams, obviously we know that she almost died during pregnancy. But also, I have to give credit to Mark Cuban, because normally I've always thought of him as like a Republican, kind of like, you know, basketball guy, Shark Tank, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that he's an angel investor in something that's like this, I have to give him all the snaps, because he's not going to get any money from this. This is purely him understanding the need and investing in spaces that will better people and not just like add to his portfolio. So I really wanted to give an update on that.
Yes, things happening.
I know. So keep an eye out for that, guys. I'm trying to figure out. It's called Mahmee, Mahmee. So, you know, cute. Like mommy, but mommy.
Mommy. Yeah, the way that babies say it.
Exactly.
They don't be knowing.
They don't know.
Oh, that's cute. They don't know their letters.
You know, they don't speak English that well yet.
They're working on it. I have some exciting news, but
okay.
I'm also kind of scared.
Okay, tell us.
So there's the rumor floating around
yes.
that 007 is going
oh, yeah,
to be
yeah, yeah.
a black woman as it starts
yes.
off. The premise and the idea is that Daniel Craig's James Bond, he has hung up mm-hmm. the moniker of 007, and that
right.
is Lashana Lynch, who was
yes.
in Captain Marvel.
Uh-huh.
She was also in that failed Shonda Rhimes show, Starcross, which was like,
you know,
what happened after Romeo and Juliet
which
died?
Is like, who cares?
Look at all this diverse casting, though. Doesn't remind you of Cinderella with Brandy? Look, they're all British. Do we care? No. It's
you know what? Even
they can't all be winners.
Exactly. Shonda's human. She did
yeah.
that just to give us, you know, let us know that she's fallible.
She's like, I'm trying new things. We're like, keep
no,
trying.
Go back to give us some more
but
drama.
But she's not giving up on her period dramas because she has another period drama coming out on Netflix.
Okay, what is that?
Uh-oh. It's, I think, there's a British lady that everybody knows and loves.
Mm.
And she's going to be the narrator. It's going to be like, it's going to be sexy, gossip girl, diverse casting, medieval times period drama.
Okay.
I think, what's her name? Julie Andrews? Is
oh,
she British?
Yeah, she's British.
Yeah,
I
she's
think.
Gonna be
well,
narrating.
Yeah. Oh,
that
cool.
Ho, she gotta narrate. Sounds like a full
I like
show.
How Julie Andrews is like, I'm not gonna show up, I'm just gonna use my voice for things
she's like,
now.
You need my voice? Because
that's
I'm
all
staying
I'm gonna
at home.
Do.
Because she could just go into her recording studio, aka the bathroom, hook up
exactly.
a mic, and call it a day. She gotta get dressed, she could be in her bathrobe.
Okay, so I got to talk about this 007. So why are
yes.
you cautious? Because I'm very excited.
I'm excited and cautious. It reminded me of something. This was like a few years ago, a few episodes ago or something. But there was mm-hmm. there was something similar that was happening where a black woman was going to be taking it over a role that was traditionally white.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm mainly scared for her,
oh.
you know?
Yeah.
Because just like the annoying backlash.
Oh, like Ariel?
And
like what we
yeah,
were talking about?
It's just like, it's exhausting. We just had this with
mm-hmm.
Black Ariel and the Russian bots.
Yeah,
and just
exactly.
Like, the heat that she's potentially going to get, and that if she's not amazing, like she has to be everything.
Right.
She can't just be, she can't be semi good. She has to crush it out of the park. She has to
yeah.
be, you know, twice as hard to get half as much. I mean, I don't think they would cast her in the part
of
if she
course.
Wasn't going to crush it, but I just. I'm afraid for her, but I'm also incredibly excited. It's going to be
yeah,
fabulous.
I am. So I would be more cautious, but I know it's in good ass hands.
The mm-hmm.
writer of the current, the new 007 that's coming out is Phoebe Waller-Bridge's. And
yes.
she's brilliant. So if anybody hasn't watched Fleabag, I highly encourage you watch
and
Fleabag
Killing
season
Eve.
One. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So both written beautifully.
Ugh,
and
Eve
also
so
I
good.
Feel like Sandra Oh was handled perfectly.
Yeah.
Like I feel like Phoebe
yeah.
Waller-Bridge's knows how to write for women of color.
Yeah,
she also
mm-hmm.
she played the robot in the Solo movie that played against
she was great as
yes.
that robot. I didn't realize it was her.
That was her.
Great.
She's hilarious, smart.
Donald Glover.
Exactly. Yeah. So like if she's writing the 007, I know one, it's going to be a brilliant ass movie. I love Daniel Craig. I feel like
he's always stood up
for rights of women. He's
yeah.
always been like super liberal, super down.
Yes.
I almost feel like because he hella was like, I don't want to do 007
yeah,
anymore. And then
just like, I'm excited that he's coming back.
I think he came back because he probably knew that Phoebe Waller-Bridge's was writing it and that a black lady was going to come in and step up because I feel like he would support that shit.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if this is going to be like, because he's still in the movie. So is this like
yeah.
a baton passing movie? Will the baton actually get passed? Because sometimes they try to set it up like it's a baton passing movie
yeah.
and then they won't pass the baton. Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Like, you
I
set
know.
Up this new team. You're like, bye, guys. It's in good hands. Everyone's like, oh, I'm so excited for this new team. And then he's like, I'm back.
I'm back.
And not
I
all
know.
Of you are going to be coming back. Get out of here, Paula Patton.
I know. I'm a little worried that it's going to be like at the end, he'll be like, and now you're 007. But like, it could be a buddy cop movie. That would be kind of cool, like, maybe if they're them both together.
Like, also, what's dope is that there's going to be two black women in this movie because Moneypenny is back. Right. And she black. She black and British.
Uh-oh, two black ladies in 007.
Two black British ladies in an action movie, James Bond movie. Like, what? This is
amazing.
Sign
me up.
I am there. Take my money. I'm there.
Oh my God, I'm really excited.
It's going to be good. Oh, I don't know if we have time for this. But
let's just squeeze it in. What is it?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, we don't got time for that.
Does anybody have time for it? I just get so sad because I really like Scarlett Johansson. I like her, but then she has these missteps, and like everyone has missteps, and it seems like she learns from these missteps, but then she missteps again in the same wrong direction. I'm like,
I know.
She feels like she should be able to play any part because she's an actress.
You have so much, you're dripping with privilege, ScarJo.
Yeah.
Dripping with privilege to be able to say something like that. Like, I'm just so annoyed. Like, when things like that happen, it bums me out because I want people to have a platform. I want people to be able to say things. But at the same time, I want to be able to enjoy movies and stuff. And I know this is controversial because you're an actor. Mm. But sometimes I just want actors to be blank slates so I can just enjoy the movie.
Damn.
I know.
Wow.
Because it ruins it now. It's ruined for she's ruined for me. I used to like her acting style. I used to really like Scarlett Johansson. I thought that she was awesome. There are so many other, like Chris Pratt recently is coming out as a ding dong saying stupid things and being ridiculous. And I'm like, I used to really like his acting style.
I was giving him side eye after he and Anna Faris split. He became a big star and he was like, bye Anna Faris. And I'm like,
I know, now he's with Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Yeah, okay. Come on. Like,
super
Jesus-y, crazy megachurch.
Which is, you know.
Okay. Look at us.
Look at us backpedaling.
You know what's interesting is I think that there's a history as to why Scarlett Johansson and white actors think they should be able to play these roles is because for so long, white actors could and did play any part, like Charlie Chan.
Yeah,
like
exactly. That,
you know? Like goes back to that. So they're like, well, we've been playing this. I'm an artist. I should be able to tap into the imagination of whatever it is I want to do. But we're in a different space now, in a different stage now. Because she was going to play that transgender role and she pointed to other actors
who in the
past
had
done it, like Jeffrey Tambor. And that's recently, but we're taking a huge turn. We're realizing, we're not doing that anymore. We're better than that. We need to get the people who should actually be telling these stories. And you know what? There's other stories for you to tell. The sad thing is, since she's a big name and she dropped out,
why don't we just go back to
happening.
Shakespeare times where men just basically perform women's parts too,
you know?
So.
Actually, I am for that, Nekki. That is more roles for me. And if that happens, I'll shut up. I'll shut up and just play my part and collect my checks. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just, I'm a blank canvas and I'm just going to play this part. You got my check? I'm playing Juliet tonight. You got my check?
You know I didn't really mean that, but you know
I know,
she's ruined.
But you know I'm also okay with just collecting my coin and playing some Juliet if I've got to. So, you know what? I'm not mad at you. I won't tweet anything.
Like your priorities.
If I'm getting that coin, Zippo for me.
Whew. Well, on that note, so should we go into the corners?
Okay. Yes. Let's get to the corner.
Okay.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband host, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife host, Teresa McElroy.
And together we present Schmanners.
It's extraordinary etiquette.
For ordinary occasions.
We explain the historical significance of everyday etiquette topics, then answer your questions relating to modern life.
So join us weekly on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
No RSVP required.
Check out Schmanners.
Manners, Schmanners. Get it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was going to give you a song, but what I just saw was I'm counting you in, and Aneka is like a boxer in the ring just getting ready to do those neck snaps.
Well, I was just going back and forth to you saying 1, 2, 3, go.
I saw a boxer get ready to go to the ring. I'm like, oh, shit. She's about to break it down. move over Tatiana Ali, who's not related to Muhammad Ali, but she could have been a boxer.
Tatiana Ali? Oh, no, Layla Ali. Tatiana Ali is from the
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yes. And you know who else she is not related to? a lot of people. Okay. But specifically...
this is the weirdest...
I realized as I said that.
I know.
Chili from TLC. For the longest time, when I was a kid, because there wasn't internet, they looked so much alike. We all just thought they were sisters.
I could see that.
There was no Google to be able to check. Okay. There's just rumors.
Speaking of Chili, this is the biggest fucking tangent. But I've been watching TV a lot, and there's this commercial for this new show that's going to be on VH1, and it looks wild. You are about to shit your pants.
Is she on it?
You're about to shit your pants. It's called Girl Crews. They don't say what it's about, but it's just like Girl Crews. And then it goes starring Little Kim, and she's on there dancing around on the boat.
I'm already shitting my pants. Chili. Pants are wet.
Chili's dancing around on the boat.
Oh my God.
Maya's dancing around on the boat.
What network is this on? I have to go leave right now. I can't do this anymore. I have to go watch this.
I don't even understand what it is. I'm like, what is this? Wow. And they're just like dancing around on the boat. There's some other ones remember right now.
Remember when we were younger and VH1 was noticeably for older people who like music and entertainment?
Yeah, now it's for black people.
Really? Black older people.
Yeah.
The new BET.
I wouldn't even say older people. It's like, it's kind of ratchet. That's where all the love and hip hops are on.
Like, kids don't know who Little Kim is. That's.
Yeah, they do.
That's me. How?
Us?
No. Well, the kids, like, we have kids that listen to Little Kim.
Yeah, and like the 20-year-olds, they're like.
Which, it's weird that your parents are playing How Many Licks, but that's the music we grew up with. So that's what you got to listen to, Little Chauncey.
But you got to check out Girl Crew because it has you written all over it. And I don't understand. Is it a reality show? Is it a game show?
Doesn't matter.
Like, what is happening?
Are they singing?
They all look good.
Are they putting on a show?
They all look great. Okay. But it's like they're in beach gear dancing around on a boat. And Little Kim's like wearing like a captain's hat.
Good.
And Maya's like flipping her hair around.
Good. She's still dancing.
Uh-huh.
Little Kim, third face is the charm. Stop. So I'm happy for you.
Shady in your stanship. Gotta love you. All right. Now, moving on to a very not related topic, even though I kind of want to investigate what this Girl Crews is.
Yeah, well, you know what? Next week, we're just going to talk about review Girl Crews.
Okay, so I was looking around on Hulu for something to watch, and I've been watching, like I said, a lot of VH1 Basketball Wives and reality stuff, and my daughter is now starting to pay attention to arguing, so I need to watch something that's a little bit more family-friendly because I don't need her getting that absorbed already.
How did you know she was paying attention with some arguing? Because
somebody yelled, was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she was like, whoop, and like looked at me like, what was that? And I was like, okay, that's a sign.
Are you aware? Got it.
Cool.
Yep. She's picking up what
you
they put down.
You are now on board. So I was.
And you do not need a little baby.
Snapping her neck or whatever. So I went onto Hulu and I was looking around and I wasn't quite ready for cartoons yet because. She doesn't, whatever. So I ended up watching like America's Got Talent. But there was this cartoon that piqued my interest. And I watched a little bit of it. And it was not that great. But it was interesting. Because it's called The Bravest Knight. And it's a little black girl. And she has like curly hair. And she has two dads.
What is this magical show?
And so basically one dad is Sir Cedric, who is a knight. They're both like knights and they live in a castle with this little girl. And basically Sir Cedric tells his daughter, stories of his childhood. So there's like flashbacks of him running around trying to become a knight. Their daughter's name is Nia. And his husband is Prince Andrew. And when I was watching it, it's like Prince Andrew's just like, what are you doing, Cedric? Oh, another story. Here we go. But it's super cute. So I was thinking.
So he's like the, I don't mean this in a bad way, but he's like the archetype of being the wet blanket.
No,
spouse.
He's like the, oh, I got better things to do than fucking talk about times of lore, you know?
I think I had a voiceover audition for this show.
Oh, really?
Before it came out. I didn't get the part.
Oh, damn. Yeah, it's super cute. So, you should check it out. It's on Hulu. I guess it just premiered. It says on this article that I looked up June 21st. So it was new. It's new. So that got me thinking, one, I can't wait to have my little one watch this because they treat it like it's no thing, which is like perfect. That's the way I want
it. That's so amazing. As a kid, you see that. You're just like, oh, this is life. Great. Magic. Fun. This is exactly how life works. And you don't even bat an eyelash at it.
Yeah. It's so amazing. I started researching. I was like, let me just see what else I can find that's out there that kind of falls in the same line as The Bravest Knight. So another cartoon that I found while researching is called Craig of the Creek. So we've talked about Steven Universe before on this podcast. I fucking love Steven Universe. Mm-hmm. Steven Universe is super LGBTQ, just full on beautiful. Go watch it. If you haven't watched it, watch it now. You can binge the whole series. There's going to be a movie coming out now, all about gender nonconforming. Wonderful. So it is, the creators of that have created the show called Craig in the Creek. So it is basically a 10-year-old character running home to have dinner with his siblings and his parents. And it shows that this kid that, wait, let me just see here. It says, given the fact that Craig and his family are black, I should have read this before. Sorry, guys. Neck and I researching well.
It's okay. We'll edit this out and make it sound like it is
okay.
Amazing.
So yeah, sorry. So basically, it's starring a black kid and his family, and he's like living in the creek, and it's all these different things that are going to be opening up to reveal just new exciting levels of this central character who is black in this world. And I trust
also has the voice of Phil Lamar from Mad TV and Terry Crews.
Yeah, which is awesome. Yeah. It's like you don't necessarily see like a black family centered in such a fantasy type of cartoon and helmed by people who created Steven Universe. I am super happy. Like
trusting.
Yeah. There's like characters.
You know it's going to be good.
Yeah. With a diverse background. There's a girl wearing a hijab. Girls that are portrayed are just as rough and tumble as the boy. So it isn't about like, who's, you know, dainty, who's not dainty. It's basically just like a great way for anybody to watch it like it ain't no thing. Like, okay, yeah, I'm watching this black family. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like Doc McStuffins, which I know is super popular, where it's a black girl and she plays a doctor.
Oh, yeah. I've seen books and like stuff of her.
Yeah, and I know that everybody watches it. So it isn't like, oh, this is just a black cartoon.
For the black,
yeah, which is what they're trying to do with Craig of the Creek, where it's like, yeah, this is diverse, but it isn't just like, oh, only black people could watch this. So,
yeah, and like thinking like growing up, how many kid cartoons were there? Was Sea Bear and Jamal,
yeah,
that came on super early with like Ice T, Kumo D, who was that guy?
Probably, I forget
that rapper guy of the bear,
yeah,
some big rap stars. That
you
bear.
Know what, growing up, we lucked out. Because we also got the Pride Family, Bebe's Kids.
Oh, I was
going
to say the Pride Family. There's also Bebe's Kids. Yeah. Oh, you're literally naming all the ones that I was going to name too.
And we had like big family dramas too, or TV like comedies with like a lot of black people. And then it just went dead in the 2000s.
Yeah, like we were kind of around like as the side character. Like Hey Arnold had that black friend and Skeeter from Doug.
Blue equals black.
Black.
Okay, let's see what else did I find. So, when I was doing some other researching, I found on Color Lines, there's this new animated series called Molly of Dengali, which is super interesting because it's about a 10-year-old Alaskan native, Molly.
Okay.
You know, so basically, Native American voices all the series' indigenous characters. Molly is played by a 14-year-old Sovereign Bill of Auburn, Washington, who is a member of the Muckleshoot Indian tribe of Washington.
Amazing.
Which is awesome. Viewers get to see a slice of life outside of the show. Each episode features a short video of real Alaskan Native children going about their days using their own language.
Yes.
And then there's a ton of extra content. Molly hosts her own podcast with her best friend Tui, and PBS hosts an interactive learning website that includes activities, games, and videos for children. So I thought that's awesome. That's something like we were just talking about. We were like, oh yeah, here's some black cartoons. Still not a lot of them, but black people had it. Where the fuck are the Alaskan Native cartoons? So this is.
I was gonna say, I don't think I've even seen a story about an Alaskan Native, except for that was that movie with Al Pacino when he was up there in the north, up in Alaska, and there was like a murderer and he had like insomnia and he couldn't sleep.
That's not for children.
I don't think there's any Alaskan people in that. But you know what I love about this show, the way you described it? It's not. It's not. Sorry, kid. This is all we have to teach you about Alaska. Insomnia with Al Pacino. Kids got to learn. So what I love about it is that I love animated shows that also dip into some, you know, like real.
Yeah, me too.
Like live action stuff that shows you how this relates in real life. Mm-hmm. Like, I love
me
that
too.
Show.
That is like, because it adds some education to it and it adds more context and it makes it more interesting. So that is, what was it called? Molly of Dengali. And it's going to be PBS Kids. So keep an eye out for that. Oh, it debuts soon. Oh, by the time you're listening to this, it will already be out July 15th. So.
Okay. Well,
get your PBS on.
Looks like you've got some weekend plans.
It's free, unlike Sesame Street that's on HBO now, not free.
Wait, what? Oh, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what old articles were saying. I kept seeing headlines about Sesame Street. I just like, okay, I get it. It exists, internet. Stop pushing down my throat.
Pay for that shit now. Pay for education.
What? That's so sad.
I know.
Sesame Street, it's like free education.
That exactly. That's why so all those articles were there.
It breaks my heart. I didn't realize.
People were upset.
I was like, I get it. I thought it was because it was its 50th anniversary
no.
or something.
Okay. So I found an article on Pride.com that talks about 10 modern kid shows with awesome queer characters. So since we're kind of running on time, I just am going to name a couple of them. A lot of these we already know. Like one is Steven Universe, which once again, just got to really say, you got to watch it. It's great. If you're like, for adults, you'll love it. The songs are good. It's just beautiful. A lovely, lovely story. What's her face? Estelle does a voice. So if you miss her, she's there.
Oh, but that's where she's
been. She's
been
doing
Steven
Universe. Adventure Time is great. It's
I hear great things about Adventure
totally
Time.
Totally weirdo, but I love it. And it has some queer nods sprinkled throughout, which is awesome. Sailor Moon, you've talked about that, obviously.
Yes,
Sailor Moon Crystal.
Sailor Moon. Yeah, so Sailor Moon Viz Media is re-releasing all of the American versions got jacked.
That's right.
You talked about lesbian characters who became cousins in the American version.
Which is like, what are you doing, like, gross America?
Well, there's just these moments where they're like looking at each other and
lustfully.
You're like, I don't look at my cousin like that.
I know.
There's so many moments. How are they cousins? But Viz Media has been re-releasing the first four seasons. Fifth one to come out soon. It's on Hulu
cool.
if you have it. I highly recommend it. It's closer to the Japanese anime script. I swear. And the fifth season with transgender characters is coming out soon. And there's so many fucking episodes. And I recommend you can... There's a lot of filler episodes. And there's folks out there who have written like a guide of like how can you watch Sailor Moon without all the filler. So it's
cool.
a fillerless guide. So you can just get the main plot and get in. It's great. Recommend.
Fine. So... Another one is Gravity Falls, which a lot of people have actually told me to watch, so I need to actually watch Gravity Falls. I think that a lot of people say it's like a mix between Twin Peaks and like X-Files, but it's like,
whoa,
you know, it's animated and it's like cartoony, and there's like kids that are like the center, but it's supposed to be super weird and kind of awesome. So I love that. And apparently there is some LGBTQ notes in it as well, which I love.
Loves those.
Okay, so we're getting into more that I have haven't heard of. So I haven't heard of Star versus the Forces of Evil.
I have heard of
you
that,
have.
Star versus the Forces of Evil. I've actually even seen certain clips. She's just this sort of young, I don't think badass is the right word to describe her, but she's just really, she's a young girl, take no prisoners.
Oh, cool.
She's, I think she's got like a sword. I think it takes place in her imagination, or maybe it's a magical world, but she's the character. She kicks ass, doesn't
I love
take
it.
Names, or she takes names. I've seen some clips of it, and I can co-sign. It's
awesome.
Super great,
apparently,
super
girls confess crushes on girls. Like, it's no different than boys. Same-sex couples snog in the background at school dances. Mm-hmm. And main character Marco Diaz, he's a cis dude, as far as anyone knows. He certainly has no issues challenging the stereotypical boy role. He loves cooking and happily dressing up as a princess when needed on many magical girl adventures. So I love that, too.
Yeah. Is She-Ra on your list?
No. Let me get through my list. What are you doing?
Okay.
You're mixing me up.
I got excited. You said that we were counting down.
I'm not counting anything down. I'm skipping around on this thing. Okay.
I just got really excited.
Have you heard of Danger in Eggs?
I have not.
Okay, this show animated at a slightly younger demographic, so that's good. I can start my baby on it. Brightly colored romp through creativity. So Dee Dee, a child daredevil, and Philip, a safety-oriented mutant egg. Cool. The first cartoon created by a trans woman, Shadi Petoskey.
Okay.
The show is stuff full of good morals and all sorts of queer characters. Most are even voiced by queer actors in this talent-filled cast, such as Stephanie Beatrice and Daisuke Nicole. Stephanie Beatrice plays what's-her-face on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So
I love her.
Yeah.
She's great.
So that's cool. I'm gonna give you, let me just see if She-Ra's on here. No, it is not. Sorry. But
well, I'll give a pitch for She-Ra.
Okay. And then I'll tell two more after that.
Okay, She-Ra. Well, I mentioned on the show before, I watched I think most of the first season. It's just really good. One of the kids from what is it? Blackish, he's in it. He does one of the voices.
Oh, cool.
He plays kind of like a sidekick, but kind of flamboyant sidekick. She-Ra, she's
nice.
Badass. She's very complex female character with other complex female relationships. She's a female mentor. She's a female villain. There's characters of different body types, which I also think is really amazing. And it's her trying to unite all the different princesses who have just been fractioned. And she's trying to unite them to fight this oppressive force. And she starts off on the bad guy side.
Yeah.
And she realizes, oh, the way that I was raised is not the right way. Like, it's a nod to kids of like, hey, your parents who are talking about building walls and shit.
Hello.
It's wrong. Think for yourself.
Little Captain America.
Planting those seeds.
I love that. I gotta watch that. It's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's super good. Also super colorful. So just drool worthy.
I love
just
it.
Be like, it's beautiful.
Oh, so good. I gotta watch that. Loud House is a Nickelodeon show focused on the adventures of a massive loud family. The show focuses on Lincoln, the middle child and only boy in his family of 11.
Sounds like a lot.
The Loud House is diverse across the board. His best friend Clyde is an adopted child of an interracial gay couple, and at least one of his sister's crushes as easily on girls as boys. I like that.
This is on Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Isn't
that good? That's
okay.
Kind of, I love
these
this.
Cartoons have been, well, I thought you said Roundhouse at first, and I was like,
back
okay.
In the wow. If you remember Roundhouse, you are getting up there.
it was like musical SNL.
If you,
like,
if you remember Roundhouse, it's time to get an eye cream.
Already on it. Been on it for a few years. Roundhouse was the shit. Came on Saturday nights on
SNIT. I fucking love Roundhouse. Are you kidding me?
Roundhouse was the shit. It's like 90210 meets SNL meets like musical
back
show.
Back in the Roundhouse. Huh.
Roundhouse.
And the last one that I'm going to bring up, Clarence. It's from the same creators of Adventure Time, so good hands already, because Adventure Time
is
excellent.
You already know it's good. It's gold.
Clarence follows The adventures of elementary school student Clarence and his BFF Jeff and Sumo. The more pedestrian setting doesn't rob the series of any charm or excitement compared to its more magical Cartoon Network peers on this list. Clarence's buddy Jeff has two moms, and the ladies are often involved in the boys' adventures. I love that. That's awesome. That's perfect.
Amazing. Like, it helps. How many kids? It helps kids to not have to explain their
right.
House.
In literally, you know, like
they have two moms or two dads, it just normalizes it. So kids are like, oh, I've seen that before. Like, things are only scary if you don't know what it is, right? You've not seen it before, but if you've seen it and you normalize it, and you're like,
it is,
oh,
what
I know
it is.
What
like,
is.
I was lucky enough to grow up with a friend who actually recently passed away, so rest in peace. But she had two moms. And it was ain't right. No thing. It was awesome, yeah. You know? And yeah. Like, that's the way it just needs to be. And if you're not lucky enough to have diversity in where you're living or where you're growing up, it's good to see it on television, you know?
Oh, yeah. And, oh, my God. Yeah. And that's like it's so great that even a young mind, even as adults, like I've credited Glee with gay marriage passing. Mm-hmm. It helps through story to normalize these people's existence because we can see them and then they're not as scary. They're just a part of our life. I had no idea that these networks across the board were doing
the
amazing
right thing.
Work. Like, 1 million moms must be irate.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Know what
I'm
network
so...
they let their kids watch. And remember, 1 million moms is more like 500.
Yeah, but are they?
They don't have that
many
people.
They're just watching, like, VeggieTales or whatever that Christian vegetable show is.
I mean, there's more than just VeggieTales out in the world. And kids got to learn. Otherwise, your kid's going to be the weirdo at school doing
exactly.
Weird, offensive
and it's
things.
Like, you can watch some VeggieTales. That's fine. Get some Christian morals. But,
yes,
like, also...
diversify.
Yes.
Not only should your shows be diverse, but diversify the shows that you watch.
There you go.
Hi, I am Lori Kilmartin.
And I'm Jackie Cashin.
Together, we host a podcast called...
The Jackie and Lori Show.
We're both stand-up comics. We recently met each other because women weren't allowed to work together on the road or in gigs for a long, long time. And so our friendship has been unfolding on this podcast for a couple of years. Jackie constantly works the road. I write for Conan, and then I work the road in between.
We do a lot of stand-up comedy, and so we celebrate stand-up, and
yes.
We also bitch about it.
We keep it to an hour. We don't have any guests. We somehow find enough to talk about every single week. So find us. You can subscribe to The Jackie and Lori Show at Maximum Fun. .org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, bye.
Quizlet Corner, Quizlet Corner, Quizlet Corner.
Shit, the maracas.
Chicken, 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 chicken. All right, I'm ready. I'm
all
ready.
Right.
Give it to
One
me.
One of these is not true. There are five. So keep
okay.
Your memory.
Good. To the point.
Keep your memory golden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, ripped straight from the headlines, but one of these is a false headline. So, a new study led by a Belgian neurologist found that brain activity in transgender people resembles that found in cisgender people of their gender more than their sex assigned at birth.
Mm, okay.
Could be true. Could not be true. Mm-hmm. Number two, this gay millennial is challenging a 76-year-old homophobe for a New York congressional seat. Could be true. Could not be true. Number three, World War II code-breaking hero Alan Turing, castrated for being gay, will not be the new face of a $50 pound in Great Britain.
Okay.
Next we have a police union is telling cops to use the Punisher's logo amid an investigation into racist social media posts, and the Punisher has told them to go fuck themselves.
Yep.
Could be true, could not be true. And last one, PETA is mad that an alligator appears in this gay adult studio swamp scene.
I'm so sick of PETA. I mean, I love animals.
I haven't started yet reading. I just like, PETA is mad. You're like, oh, PETA.
Because they're always up to craziness.
Well, also, remind you, remember those campaigns they had? They were trying to equate like the N-word to like beating a dead horse, like saying some sort of phrase. Something crazy.
Yeah. Okay, I know which one
what?
It is. Alan Turing is going to be on the 50
God
note.
Dang it. I just...
Because
I
why would that be a headline?
Wow, you did it.
I'd be like, Ronald McDonald's not going to be on the $20 bill.
I thought if I just changed a little word here, I would get you.
Call me Sherlock.
Well, the alligators and the Punisher with my red herrings. I thought I would snoop ya.
Well, I know that PETA is crazy, and I heard about the Punisher thing.
Well, I do want to...
Because he's a fucking vigilante. What the hell, police?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, we can dig into that one. So apparently uh-huh. Punisher's become the symbol for these Blue Lives Matter yeah. police folks.
And I've seen it.
There's a lot of scandals and stuff that's been happening in St. Louis where these officers were rightfully put on administrative leave for having these racist social media posts, which resurface. And the St. Louis prosecutor who I think there's like 22 of them who are put on leave.
Oh, shit. So many.
Yes. And the prosecutor has ruled that they're not going to accept cases from like 7 of them because they're like, there's obviously bias in any case that you submitted to me. Due to your social media posts, like, there's no way I have to throw these out. There's bias.
Right.
And their union was saying to put up the Punisher logo and do all this stuff with, like, the American flag and the Punisher logo. And the Punisher came out and with his own comic, and he was like, well, you know what? I'm going to read you what
he
said.
Okay, yeah, what did he say?
The Punisher says, I'll say this once. We're not the same. You took an oath to uphold the law. You help people. I gave all that up a long time ago. You don't do what I do. Nobody does. You boys need a role model. His name is Captain America, and he'd be happy to have you. I'd actually say Captain America would not, because Captain America punches Nazis.
Yeah, he's
not
exactly.
For corrupt government institutions.
Nazis have infiltrated, just like the Krolls.
Yes, the Skrulls. But
Skrulls,
yeah.
Sorry. I was well, there almost.
You were there.
That
I
was
just
close.
I don't want them coming after you later.
Thank you.
You know,
I appreciate
get,
it.
So
I know.
So
I know, but
there's that.
It's so stupid. I hate it because I've seen it and I've yelled about this before. I'll be driving with whoever in the car and I'll look and I'll see a sticker and it's usually in the Punisher symbol with the fucking Blue Lives flag mat. And I'm like, the Punisher is a vigilante.
Like, right. You shouldn't be wanting to equate yourself with that. You should be out there stopping. You're not the same. You're not a vigilante.
Yes.
You're not the same as the Punisher, and you shouldn't want to be.
It's stupid.
You shouldn't want to be like him. It's weird. But on the positive note, I do love this story about the new study that transgender people resembles that found in cisgender people of their gender more than their sex assigned at birth. So shout out to Julie Baker.
I love that.
Of the University of Liege, who led this research.
Yeah.
And she scanned 160 transgender people.
Hold on a second.
What, we're back.
Right, we're back.
We're gonna take a doc break. So Julie Baker did scans of 160 transgender people diagnosed with gender dysphoria who were children and teenagers. The scans also measured brain microstructures using a technique called diffusion tensor imaging. And the brain scans were compared to people of comparable age who were not diagnosed with gender dysphoria. And the study found that transgender boys' brain activity resembled cisgender boys, and transgender girls' brains resembled cisgender girls.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Which I think is just an amazing, incredible breakthrough and discovery with the science behind it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Just another win in the pocket. Not that you need
it
anyone
to... It
goes
to show where it's like... Even though we should just believe people with what they say and what they pronounce themselves to be, but it really, to all like fucking bigots out there, gives legitimacy, you know?
Yeah. And also for those who maybe have difficulty understanding or have not lived the experience of what it's like to be transgender, maybe it's the science might help people to understand it a bit more in the same way that I think, like, for me, nature, seeing homosexuality in nature... Mm-hmm. made me understand my experience a bit more and also able to explain it to other people. So not that you need something else to help explain your existence, but having more research out there just to back it up, I think is helpful. And this goes along with another study that was presented at the European Society of Endocrinology. Well, look at me with all these science
words. I know, look
words.
At you.
Ooh, I should be on like a science show. Okay, Shonda Rhimes, your next sexy science show. Hit me up. I'll play a lady part, Shakespeare style. But yes, this falls in line with previous neurological studies that showed that transgender adults have similar brain structures to cisgender people of their same gender. So, yay.
Let's just take it for face value then.
Okay, big shout out to Richie Torres, who he's a New York City councilman. He made history today when he announced his bid for a seat in New York's House of Representatives. He's 31, Democrat from the Bronx, first openly gay man to hold elected office in the New York City borough earlier this year. And if elected to the House of Reps, he would become the first openly gay member of Congress who is either Black or Latinx.
Yes, I love it.
Chocolatey cute with a capital C. Okay, and I am happy to be your Michelle Obama. I mean, let's do this. You know I got my eyes on the political prize.
Like you do. You're looking for
bad. I want it so hard. I can do my actor thing. They're running the country. It's like my dream is just to marry a politician.
Okay.
Cutie.
So. Well, you need to be walking around in those circles. Get in there.
Just strutting myself outside where they meet. but keep an eye out for him because when he's running, you can donate to his campaign if you don't live in the area, but you can support him because he's running against Ruben Diaz, who this asshat, longtime opponent of marriage equality, once attended a protest of an AIDS march dressed in drag as part of a march for morality, saying that supporting a cure for AIDS teaches children that homosexuality is okay, that it is not immoral or sinful behavior. So yeah, not this guy. Like, fuck that guy.
No, fuck that guy.
Yeah, so... And Alan Turing will be on the $50 pound note, which I think is amazing. Snaps to the UK for... That's amazing.
I mean, they killed him. Let's be honest. Well, if it was like fucking draconian laws.
Well, what I do appreciate
glad they're honoring him.
Is Turing. Because I still have not seen what's her face on the 20 yet.
Who? Harriet Tubman?
Still waiting. Still waiting for Ms.
We
Tubman.
We were close, but they were racist and they poo-pooed it and took her off the running.
Ugh, see? Yeah. Ugh, I know. So annoying. But not only him, on the 10 pound and the 20 pound are also getting a redesign. It'll feature author Jane Austen and artist J.M.W. Turner, respectively.
Interesting.
So I think it's also cool that there's, you know, who makes our culture that we're going to put onto the monies. It's not just these old fuddy-duddy white men.
I love that. Or instead of just the queen.
I mean, yeah, we get it.
She's
we know what you look
day.
Like. We know your face looks like, Queenie.
Like, we need to start doing that. All of our, like, it's, we need to start doing
and
that.
And they're switching from paper to a more durable polymer. Probably better for the environment.
Ooh.
I know.
They're doing it. Well, they're getting ready because Brexit, so.
yeah. They're like, we gotta cut some corners.
We gotta figure this out.
And also, like, make our country seem fun again. Like.
I know.
We've got Jane Austen on the 20.
I know. Time to jazz it up.
Rebranding. That's why they brought in Meghan Markle. Yeah. They're like, look, we're not racist. Oh, yes. And so Men.com, the gay adult studio behind such productions as Erectile Entanglement, Flesh Peddler, The Whoremonger, and My Therapist is a Pervert.
Stop it.
Has drawn
my therapist is a pervert.
It happens, and you got to make a sexy movie about it. So PETA's upset because in the new movie The Everglades, which is kind of a letdown with all the other titles, it should be, you know, something else like
Fucking in the Swamp. That sounds like
does that sound more like on brand? So Caleb Stryker and Diego Sands, they have sex in the Florida Everglades, which if you don't know, it's a tropical wetlands in the southern part of the state.
Thanks.
And they're having sex by the mangrove trees. So what?
How fitting.
How fitting, right? So I guess there was an alligator just running out in the background during the scene.
Why are they so dumb?
They're fucking in the swamp. Which is the name? Should be the name
that should have been the name of
and
it.
There's an alligator that just floats nearby, and PETA's upset.
Why were they upset?
They said, no matter what humans are getting up to on set, while animals should be left to their own private lives, never use as props
alligator
and decorations.
Floated into this.
They deserve to be spared the confusion, stress, confinement, and exposure to bright lights and loud noises that are inevitable on a film set. And the distress caused by shifting them from place to place, which is why PETA urges all film directors to work only with willing human actors.
This is so dumb.
Maybe the alligator got coerced to come make an appearance. So maybe the alligator's not getting its rights, or it's like its contract signed.
This is so stupid.
I honestly feel like PETA just wanted a cut, because you have to hire PETA to come out, and
PETA
they gotta be there. Ching, ching.
Needs to pick and choose their battles. They're chicken in cages, and they're worried about that alligator floating into the background.
Fucking in the
some
swamp.
Porno. What's that mean?
So, there you go. That's the news today.
That was great.
You and I should
Thanks,
start.
James.
That's the news. And you won your Quiz at Corner news special.
Yeah! Work a necke.
Fucking in the swamp. What an episode.
I feel like we did it.
We left no stone unturned.
No.
I think we said that last week. Well, all the stuff. We just keep doing it.
Yeah, we are investigative reporters.
We are on
here
the
to
scene,
just bring you the top of the.
Talking to alligators?
Top of the line news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just cutting edge.
What's going on? You got something for me?
Yeah. I think I do. Yeah. I got a review.
Okay.
Or a note. This is quick. It just says, this is from Nancy F. And it says,
okay,
just sitting here working and listening to Minority Corner podcast. I love hanging out with you in my apartment. You both have such fun energy. Aww. It's perfect for getting my week started on a positive note.
Aww.
Love you both.
Thank you.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
That's super nice. Yep. I love that.
Super nice.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nance. And you can give us shout outs and reviews on, what do they call it? Apple
Podcast.
Apple
it's
Podcast.
It's not iTunes anymore.
You know what? Here's the reason why I don't remember what it's called, because I don't know about you all, but I listen to all my podcasts through Spotify.
Oh, I don't. I listen to mine on just podcasts.
I have just a podcast.
It's like a podcast thing on my iPhone, and I guess it's Apple Podcast.
That's the Apple Podcast app.
Okay.
I've converted all of my listening life over to Spotify, except Oprah's Masterclass is not on Spotify, but we are. So we got one up on the O.
Yeah, we do. Excuse you. But wait, we can't be saying that, because I really want to be invited to.
Oh, yeah. Her black balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Her life. Just her life. Oh, we love you. And oh, we know some people at Spotify. So if you want to get your podcasts on, we can send an email for you. We got you.
I'm not even going to start a relationship like that, because that sounds patronizing.
Her actual podcast, Super Soul Sessions, is on there, but her Oprah's Masterclass is not.
Oh, okay. So you're just looking at specifics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Her main event is on there.
She knows how
it's
to get on there then.
Well, I'm just, you know.
You're being nice. You're here to like give her some.
Give us some pointers and tips.
My God.
You can also tweet at us at Minority Corner.
Yes, Minority Corner spelled with a K, remembering.
And you can also send us an email. It's been a long time. You've been
listening. Oh my God, send us an email.
There's a weird spammy email that I'm not even going to open. And if it is from
you,
don't send us this.
What is
this? This is something about Satan.
What?
No.
What?
It's too much. What?
No,
Oh, and there's another one. We just get these weird spam emails. I don't know. I think someone lost their mind. They were sending us all these links about mental stuff. Links to articles about psychiatry or something. I don't know.
You know what? Give us a palate refresher and just send us like a nice Ask Minority Corner anything.
Triple X Radio. So it just says Satan, Minority Corner. And then there's a link to SoundCloud. Yeah, I have it.
You can see it.
You can see the header of it. So it says from Triple X Radio, and then subject line, Satan. And then the first line says, yo, Minority Corner, and then just a link to SoundCloud.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, you can send us a nice question. We'll answer it to our best abilities the podcast at minoritycorner@gmail.com. Facebook doesn't have much entertainment. I haven't really been on Facebook. I don't know. Are you guys at the Minority Corner Kids Corner doing stuff? Let us know.
Just chirping around.
All right.
I've been kind of taking a social media break myself, but there is the Corner Kids Playground. Great place to get involved in the conversation.
Yes.
And thank you all so much for listening to Minority Corner.
Because together, We're the majority. Bye.
Fucking in the swamp.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.